knackered with this now. Tell him up to here with it. We're supposed to wear today whether he's on the team, but that's why I made him wear white. Stand out. Trouble is, he never shuts up. I'm not expecting anything. They don't listen, do they? The coach is talking away and he's looking at his mates. He just copies the others in. Not a clue. He only comes to be with the other lads anyway. He won't be bothered if they say, you know, don't come again now. I'm not bothered. It's for him. It's a shame, though.
Yes. It's a shame when they're not certain whether they want them or not. It must be awful coming every week, wondering whether it's their last time.
Is your lad on the squad, then?
Oh, yes. And, well, I was told, I think, virtually in the first week, that Joshy had a place on the team.
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm really pleased for him. Great. Well done.
Well, it's not really our doing, is it? I mean, we just sit here drinking coffee and nattering, don't we? We don't have a clue what goes on, really. I think most of the boys have been chosen now. It's just a matter of deciding on a couple, which is a shame, because, you know, they should really be training for the matches by now, but some of the boys, they're not quite sure of their potential, so,
My lad won't be bothered anyway if you don't get on the team. He prefers his karate now. It's not the end of the world, I mean. They're a bit far off the Ferrari, aren't they? Anyway, there's other teams, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Anyway, sometimes it's better to be a big fish in a little pool, isn't it? I'm sure there are other teams where the players aren't at this kind of standard, and that way he'll get a chance to shine.
Fuck off, you! Fuck off, you snidey bitch!
Oh, don't you speak to me like
that! Oh, piss off! You son's shit anyway. I don't even know how he got on the squad, and he's ugly. Your son looks like a spoiled woodpecker. You better hope his head's going to grow enough to fit the crowd of green teeth he's got. You better hope he does become a football player. He's got nothing else going for him. Look at my son. He's bloody gorgeous. He could do anything. I've got girls of 14 knocking on for him. And do you know how old he is? 8. You'll never have him off your hands.
Your behaviour is absolutely disgusting. You're talking about our children, for God's sake. Wait till I tell my husband about this. I don't think he's going to believe that you had
him. He's an ugly get and all. The only reason your son's on the bastard team is because of you and Woody the elder arse-licking the coach. You make me sick, and you know what? I'll be dead glad if he doesn't get picked because I'm sick of seeing your fucking face every week. In fact, he wouldn't be on that team if they paid me.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not bothered. I couldn't care less. You know, in the first few weeks you were really nice to me. Standing with me all the time. Telling me about your many illnesses. Your stupid left ear problem which don't make sense at all. Then you started standing with her. Just because her son got picked and snubbing me like I'm a leper. You won't talk to me then. What's so good about her? We really hit it off. I was going to ask you out for a drink and make a real effort. We connected. I thought we had a lot in common at first. We had a laugh. And you started leaving me, standing on my own like a leper. I mean, look at her. What has she got to offer? She spent all last week going on about how Marx's pillowcases have a more superior stitching to the ones in Debenhams. Her life is about where she can get the cheapest tablecloths. I'm interesting. I told you that and you just ignored her. Sometimes at night, you know, if I can't sleep, I invent things. Only the other night, I was a bit restless. And do you know what I did?
I don't know.
I reassessed the motorway network and came up with a more efficient and less congested system.
Really?
I could have brought the diagrams to show you if you'd have been more accommodating. If you just have made that little bit of an effort, we could have been good friends. We could have told each other personal things. And then I wouldn't have to keep dragging him off to things for me to meet people. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. more like me. You just need to know me better.
Goodness, is that the time? They must be finishing now. You know, if you really want to make friends with people, you shouldn't tell them they have ugly children.
I'm only being honest. Well, it was nice to meet anyway. Not bothered. It's karate tomorrow. And the mum's like me there. See ya. See ya.